Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration. The first temptation is recorded in Genesis chapter 3. Adam's wife, Eve, was the targeted victim of Satan, and Eve was well aware of God's word to her and Adam not to eat of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Up until that day, she had not eaten from it or touched it because God said for her not to. But Satan's deceptive ways led her to desire that forbidden fruit and to have it more than obey him and to honor him. The temptations used by the devil to lure Eve into sin is no different than the temptations that Satan uses today. We, like Eve, can know what God has commanded so that we will not succumb to the deceitfulness of Satan. Join us for our lesson from God's Word today as we discuss how we can face temptation and not fall to Satan's evil ways.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior, am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Satan just flat out lied to Eve. She believed those lies. Satan told her she would not die like God said she would if she ate the fruit from the forbidden tree. Satan did not just lie about God's commands. He accused God of lying to Eve. He led Eve to believe that God had kept her from having something that was good for her. If she ate from that tree, she would gain a knowledge of good and evil, and she would be like God. So her attention was on the forbidden fruit. She saw that it was good for food and something that was pleasing and pleasurable to have, along with giving her wisdom. I mentioned that what Satan used on Eve to tempt her to sin, he uses on all of us. His ways have not changed. His deception is the same. As Jesus said of Satan, he is a liar, and he was from the beginning, and he's the father of all lies. Reading from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, we have a warning from the Apostle John regarding the sinful desires of this world. The Word says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever." So the apostle has identified for us Satan's tools for leading us into sin, as he did Eve. It is the lust of the flesh. Eve saw that the fruit was good for food. It is the lust of the eyes. Eve saw the fruit was desirable to have for its pleasure. And it is the pride of life that Satan uses on Eve and will use on us as well. For Eve believed it would make her wise and that she would be like God. The apostle wrote in Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 8, "Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's laws, nor can it do so. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God." When Jesus came into this world, he came to face temptation. The Hebrew writer says that he was tempted in all ways as we are, yet he did not sin. Recorded in Matthew chapter 4, we read of Satan tempting Jesus when he was in the desert or the wilderness. Jesus spent 40 days fasting and praying, and he was led to this experience of preparation before he began his public ministry. It says that he was led there to be tempted by Satan. The account tells us that Jesus was tempted with the lusts of the flesh. Satan wanted him to turn stones to bread so that he would satisfy his hunger. But Jesus responded to Satan's temptation with the written word of God and turned Satan's temptation away. The devil took Jesus to a high place on the temple and tempted him to jump off so he could prove himself before the people that he was who he claimed to be. Again, Jesus quoted God's word to him, removing that temptation from before him. And the third temptation that Satan set before Jesus was upon the high mountain, and Satan tempted Jesus with control over the whole earth if only he would bow down and worship him. But Jesus again quoted God's commands. He said, "You shall worship only the Lord." Jesus defeated Satan. Jesus overcame. He overcame the temptations by the commandments of God. We have many warnings in the Scriptures helping us to follow in the footsteps of our Savior. Resist the devil, it says, and he will flee from you. Be controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Make every effort to be found blameless and at peace with God. Be on your guard. If we take the full armor of God with us on our daily walk of faith, as the Apostle Paul describes it in Ephesians chapter 6, we will have the protection we need to win the battle against the devil's schemes.
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful, wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear over there. Joyous.
endlessly singing, with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? The supernal one. Won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless eternal one. Won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, won't it be wonderful there?
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.